Joseph O'Brien on UCB One, just coming up to 11:45. Now, we have been enjoying sharing memories today of our grandparents and also hearing what that is like if you are a grandparent today. So please do keep those coming through during our next conversation. Of course, WhatsApp 0178291111. But from what you've been sharing, being a grandparent, so much is surely about wanting to give back, to help shape the next generation. At the same time, respecting parent boundaries, you want quality time with your grandchildren, but also I've been hearing, do they want to spend time with you? Do you worry about finding things in common or seeming like you're out of touch as well? And that is why it is great to hear about a conference later this year. Sarah Holmes is part of the organising committee of the first national Christian Grandparenting Conference. Sarah, tell us a bit about your backstory and how you got involved in this, because of course you do a lot of research for Scripture Union.
I work at Scripture Union doing research, but also at Liverpool Hope University doing research. And it was back in 2022 that I did some research at Liverpool Hope University. The pandemic was happening, everything was crazy. And of course, we had all those familiar scenes of people not being able to hug their grandchildren. And so I did some research in that time to say, what is the experience of Christian grandparents and how's that going? So that kind of kickstarted my journey with all of this, really.
And it is a fascinating time when you look at what's happening with our demographics, because we've heard a lot about the fact that we have an ageing older population, but actually a decline in some of our birth rates as well. At the same time, I know you're busy writing a book. It's due out later this year, which we will, of course, talk about too. But just talk us through the landscape and what that actually means in reality for the dynamics of some of our relationships.
Yeah, it's such an interesting time, and we've got everything seems so crazy and busy and frantic and chaotic in family life often. I've got four kids myself and rely heavily on their grandparents to help us, just logistically, but also to be those kind of role models of faith. And I think that there is often this thought that grandparent figures are perhaps out of touch or something. But actually, what we see is that children and young people absolutely trust so much the grandparent and the grandparent figures in their lives, that maybe people in churches, you know, it doesn't have to be that kind of family tie as such. And so actually we see, I do a lot of teaching about early childhood as well, and there's so much theoretical stuff there that talks about the importance of those trustworthy figures in a child's life, in terms of attachment, in terms of relational bonds and all of that. And all of those things mean that grandparents and grandparent figures are just brilliantly set up to show their faith to their grandchildren.
It's so interesting what you say in terms of early year development and thinking about how young we are when we are shaped by individuals who are around us as well. So when we look to the Bible, what can inspire us when we think about the importance, why God designed us to have these intergenerational relationships?
Yeah, there's quite a few passages. And as you mentioned, there's a book that we're bringing out alongside the conference, and that will unpack a lot of those passages. But the one that really resonates for me is Psalm 78, where it talks about passing faith on across the generations and that sense. But also in Deuteronomy 6, it talks about part of everyday life. And just as we're kind of going about and walking around and driving and doing, well, it doesn't talk about driving in the Bible, does it? But, you know, as we're kind of doing these daily things as part of daily family life, community life, we can be sort of sharing our faith with the next generations, which absolutely that includes grandparents. And back in Bible times, that would have even more so included the extended family and community. So it's so, so inspiring to think about that.
Sarah, you've talked quite a bit about the benefits. From your research, what are some of maybe the sticking points or the concerns that grandparents do have? You know, in recent weeks, we've heard a lot about, for instance, social media and what that ban might look like for under 16s. Technology and digital literacy is sometimes part of those concerns, but I imagine there are others as well.
Yeah, and I think there's a few concerns. what I find really interesting is that many of those concerns are often unspoken. So even in families that I spoke to, where all of the generations were church-going, active Christians and so on, often some of the grandparents would say to me in the research, well, we don't know if we should say anything about God. We don't know if we are allowed to ask about this, read the Bible, pray, or that kind of thing. And it's really surprising, because I think all of the generations would want to sort of have that open environment, but it's perhaps often some of these worries and concerns are unspoken. And so part of this whole movement that we're trying to create is to just bring these things out into the light. But also many of the grandparents that we spoke to lacked confidence, because like you say, there's the social media, the world is different now, and perhaps they felt, what I've got to say isn't relevant. But that's just so untrue. And so again, we're wanting to use this conference, this book, to try to give some skills to grandparents who perhaps feel a bit of lacking in confidence. But another barrier was geographic distance. Many grandparents said that to us, that the reality is they live far away and so don't see their grandchildren as much as they'd hope. And so, but there are things that you can do. And the pandemic did show us that you know, we can use video calls or phone calls. Even we hear lovely stories of grandparents writing lovely letters or sending cards. And that's so much more meaningful, because it doesn't happen very much. So there's so many ways that just little drip feeding, little sowing seeds, these things can happen as part of everyday family life, as part of your grandparent-grandchild relationship.
So beautiful, some of those ideas in terms of, you know, thinking about how we can bond. And I guess, yeah, one of the things you touched on a little bit there, not only kind of living far away, but also just the sensitivities for some grandparents of navigating blended families. Because when you look at the statistics, of course, family breakdowns have been such an issue for our society. And then, of course, whether you bring faith into the mix and want to talk about that with your grandchildren and what access then that might look like, you can understand why there are fears, there are concerns, worries as well. So the conference taking place on Saturday the 3rd of October in Milton Keynes. Mm-hmm. What you've mentioned a little bit about what we can expect, but who's going to be there?
Well, I'll be there on behalf of Scripture Union, but also we've got Ollie and Helen Goldenberg, who run the Children's Ministry Conference. And so this is kind of an offshoot of that, really. And we have Parenting for Faith as well. We'll be there. And also Martin and Angela Thompson, who run somewhat of a local grandparent group, but actually it's really amazing. And they're wanting to really inspire and encourage other local groups to happen. So although the conference is in Milton Keynes, we know not everybody lives close by to Milton Keynes, but we want it to be kickstarting this movement and to be saying, actually, even if you can't come to Milton Keynes to join us, perhaps drop us a message and we could support you in creating some kind of network, some kind of just gathering people to chat together, pray together and encourage one another. Because every family is different, aren't they? And everybody's got different pressures, like you just said, different challenges. And so we want to just encourage people to talk about this more. We want churches to be encouraging and empowering grandparents and grandparent figures in their churches as well. So, so that's a little bit about it. And it's a day-long thing. And what we want to stress is that you don't need to be the most expert, amazing, already skilled grandparent to come along. It's for absolutely everybody, whatever your tensions are in your family, whatever your sort of situation is, whatever struggles are, we want you to just come and be blessed and to be encouraged and to get to know perhaps other Christian grandparents and to just pick up a few pointers along the way. So we're really, really excited about it.
It can be such a relief just to have a place of honesty where you hear others going through similar experiences as yourself and you think, oh, I'm not alone in this. And actually shared learning is such a great opportunity. As Sarah has been saying, not only for grandparents of families, but within our church, I wonder if you can even think back to your own childhood of someone who was like a grandparent figure in your church. Maybe you notice today that is sadly missing in your community. Maybe there is an opportunity to consider why and how that network, that opportunity of growing God's family could be, well, exciting to explore within your church. So date for the diary, 3rd of October, lots of resources that you can connect with at christiangrandparents.co.uk. Sarah, have you got a release date yet for your book? Remind us what it's called and when we can be looking out for it.
It's called Revealing Jesus as a Grandparent, and it will come out the week before the conference, hopefully. So we will launch it at the conference, but it'll be available online through the Scripture Union website.
Brilliant. Sarah Holmes is, of course, a part of Scripture Union and a part of the organising committee of the first National Christian Grandparenting Conference. Thank you for telling us all about it, Sarah.
Thank you.
Hi, Sarah. We are now clear. Because we are quite far away still from the event in October, we will make sure we'll rerun the conversation.